This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Kremlin spokesman said that mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin has turned his Wagner group fighters against the military leadership in Moscow, will move to Belarus, and the criminal charges against him for mounting an armed rebellion will be dropped. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko negotiated the deal with the Wagner Group chief with the approval of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Lukashenko's office confirmed the report, saying he'd known Prigozhin personally for 20 years. Peskov said the negotiations also guaranteed that Wagner fighters who took part in the march towards Moscow would not be prosecuted. The spokesman said those fighters who did not participate in the rebellion would be offered contracts with the defense ministry. The Russian spokesman did not reveal whether there were any concessions made toward Prigozhin to withdraw all his forces, other than the guarantees for his safety and the safety of Prigozhin's men. Peskov called the events that unraveled since Friday tragic. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky responded to Wagner Group's armed rebellion, saying it exposes Russia's weaknesses. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
The overall outcome of the confrontation remains unclear. Reacting on social media, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky hints that the Wagner Group's rebellion exposes trouble within Russia's top tier. Anyone who chooses the path of evil destroys himself, Zelensky writes, adding that, for a long time, Russia used propaganda to mask its weakness and the stupidity of its government. And now there is so much chaos that no lie can hide it. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Israeli police say that a Palestinian assailant opened fire at an Israeli military checkpoint in the occupied West Bank before being shot and killed. Elsewhere in the occupied territory, settlers rampaged through a Palestinian village, throwing stones and setting fires to homes. Incidents Saturday are the latest in months of escalating violence. This is VOA News. Abortion rights supporters and opponents held dueling rallies in Washington Saturday. It's the first anniversary of the Supreme Court decision to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that it legalized the procedure nationwide. Details from Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn.
Abortion rights campaigners marched through the streets of Washington on Saturday, marking the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Last year's ruling allowed states to ban abortion care for the first time in nearly 50 years. She called for a national legislation to protect abortion rights.
All of us are now called upon to advance the promise of freedom, the freedom of every woman to make decisions about her own body, not the government telling her what to do.
In Washington, former Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the National Celebrate Life Day rally. He thanked abortion opponents for their work in sending Roe to, quote, the ash heap of history.
We will never rest and never relent until we restore the sanctity of life to the center of American law in every state in the land.
That is Reuters' Christy Kilburn reporting. The U.S. Justice Department is now proposing a December 11th trial date for Donald Trump in the classified documents case. AP correspondent Julie Walker with more.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon had set an initial trial date of August 14th for former President Trump, who faces 37 felony counts accusing him of illegally hoarding classified documents and obstructing Justice Department efforts to get them back. Prosecutors with Special Counsel Jack Smith's office asked the judge on Friday to reschedule the trial for December. They say the delay is necessary because the case involves classified information and requires Trump's lawyers to obtain security clearances, a process that's underway. Judge Cannon will be the one ultimately setting the trial date. I'm Julie Walker.
A bridge that crosses the Yellowstone River in Montana collapsed, plunging a freight train carrying hot asphalt and molten sulfur into the rushing water below. No injuries were reported. Officials shut down drinking water intakes downstream while they evaluated the danger from the accident Saturday morning. Railroad crews were at the scene near the town of Columbus, about 40 miles west of Billings. The river was swollen with recent heavy rains, although it's unclear whether that contributed to the bridge collapse. The Yellowstone saw record flooding in 2022 that caused extensive damage to the Yellowstone National Park and adjacent towns in Montana. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.